As an adult and a mom of a son, both with ADHD, I know navigating the expectations of life with ADHD can be a challenge. But finding the right care and proper tools needed to succeed can be life-changing. With the right resources, you can turn your ADHD into your superpower. Done is an online ADHD care platform that can get you all the resources you need to help manage your ADHD, online visits, refills, and a 24/7 care team made for you. Starting to take care of your ADHD is as easy as 1, taking a 1-minute free assessment to see if Done can help. 2, booking an appointment with a licensed ADHD clinician as soon as today or tomorrow. 3, start receiving ongoing care, enjoy online visits, personalized treatment plan, worry-free refills, and 24/7 care. Take a free 1-minute assessment and book an appointment with a licensed ADHD clinician as soon as the next day. Get continuous care, insurance coverage, and 24/7 care team support with Done for just $79 a month and pharmacy copays as low as $0. Unlock your path to better focus now at get.donefirst.com/podcast. Done. Turn your ADHD into your strength. This episode is sponsored by By Heart. By Heart is an infant nutrition company whose mission is simple: make the best formula in the world. Using the latest in breast milk science, By Heart created a clinically proven, easy-to-digest infant formula that's made with organic, grass-fed whole milk, certified clean ingredients, and features a patented protein blend that gets closest to breast milk. Our blend includes the most abundant protein found in breast milk, alpha-lac, as well as lactoferrin, the number one protein found in colostrum, along with broken down, partially hydrolyzed proteins. By Heart is an easy-to-digest formula. In addition to its patented protein blend, our formula includes prebiotics and an 80-20 whey-to-casein ratio, like in early breast milk, which is tailor-made for a newborn's digestive system. By Heart is the only U.S.-made infant formula to use organic, grass-fed whole milk, not skim. Curious about By Heart? Redeem your welcome offer at byheart.com/podcast with the code PARENTING for a limited time. Additional terms and conditions apply. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Your Village Podcast, Parenting Beyond Discipline, the place to learn about all things parenting and get your questions answered. I'm your host, Erin Royer. I've gotten lots of questions over the years about honesty, about what is normal and how to handle lying in children. In the last couple of weeks, I've gotten 2 questions around honesty and lying, so it's definitely time to tackle this topic. So in this episode, I'll be talking about just this. What is normal in this arena? Some reasons why children lie, and some do's and don'ts when it comes to dealing with issues with honesty. First, it's very, very normal for kids to lie, and as a matter of fact, it is part of the development process. Now, I'm not saying this to let kids off the hook. We parents need to teach our kids about lying, and I'll share more about how to do that in this episode. But I'm sharing this because I want to help parents understand that this is not a road to delinquency. When kids lie, it actually means that more complex cognitive function is coming on board. And research shows that kids begin lying around the ages of 2.5 to 3. Now, when it comes to the development of honesty, storytelling is big around ages 2 to 5.5, and it's part of the development of imagination and use of creativity. So recognize it as storytelling rather than lying. You could say, "What an amazing story! Let's draw a picture to go with your story." When asking a direct question, let them know, "This is not story time, that I need you to tell me the truth." But remember, 4 and under can have a difficult time parsing out fantasy and reality. Also, things that kids this age dream or think about might seem very real to them. So be sure to inquire, talk, and coach about these things, the difference between dreams and reality, or daydreams and thoughts and reality. In our home, I remember trying to explain to my 4-year-old that Scully and Mike Wazowski were not real, that they were just in the movie. Then literally a few days later, we went to California Adventure. We walked around a corner and who should we see but Mike Wazowski. Carter exclaimed, "You told me he wasn't real, but he is real. He's right there in front of me." Well, he sure was right about that. So why do kids lie? Sometimes kids will engage in storytelling to see if they can get away with something. They test the power of the lie. So having children face the person they lied to is a perfect discipline, especially in early elementary years. It will stick with the kids and it's a perfect logical negative consequence. Sometimes they lie to escape discipline, and this is a big one. So it's important to check your discipline and make sure that it's positive discipline so that they're not trying to skirt around it to escape the discipline. This will help kids lessen their defensiveness. Set up discipline so there's more discipline for lying than when the child is honest, despite the behavior that led to the lie or the admission of honesty. So when it comes to teens, this means things like safety trumps the drinking. So this means there should be no discipline for the child calling the parents to tell them they've been drinking and they need a ride home. Children will also lie to gain independence. In these cases, it's important to check if your child is being treated appropriately for his or her age and have some conversations about giving more freedom, after, of course, you address the lying piece. As some basic guidelines for ages 2 to 3, this would mean letting children do for themselves anything they want to try, as long as it's not dangerous. For instance, when Carter was 2, he wanted to put jelly on his own toast. I let him knock himself out. He worked really hard. It was a bit globby, and he only got about half of the toast done before he asked me to finish it for him. But he got to try, and he felt good about it. By 5 to 6, kids want more control over their routine, extracurricular activities, the clothes they wear, and other daily decisions. By 8 to 9, kids want more physical freedom, like sitting with friends at the movie or a sports game, or being allowed to ride their bike down the block to a friend's house. Now, adolescents are looking for privacy. So if you don't give these freedoms to children, they are much more likely to lie as a way of getting those needs met. Some children will lie if there are too many demands on them and they're feeling stressed. For example, a kid with too many activities might say, "I don't like swimming," or "My arm hurts." If you know your child loves swimming or loves an activity but has excuses for not going, address the stress level of the demands instead of the lying. Sometimes kids also lie from boredom or perceived lack of attention. If you remember the story of the balloon boy in the media, this was the homemade balloon that the parents said the boy was in, and it flew 50 miles away from the home. When it landed, the boy was nowhere to be found. The fear was that he had fallen out somewhere along the way. Later, they found out the boy was hiding in the attic at home. At first, the media and the authorities thought it was just the boy, but it actually turned out to be the parents' idea. The lie got national attention, the attention the parents and the family were looking for. Now, this is pretty serious stuff, so if you sense your child is doing this, seek professional counseling for the child and also for yourselves as a family to help with the issues around self-esteem and feeling needed or loved. The pattern could get worse over time and turn into other more serious attention-seeking behaviors or bigger lies that bring bigger attention. Lastly, kids can engage in repetitive lying or may not be bothered by lying, and this is usually lying to cover other issues such as addictions or the fear of sharing something else that would meet with family disapproval. These are bigger issues that are best aided by counseling. Now I'm going to cover some tips and general guidelines when it comes to addressing lying. For general guidelines, don't ask any questions you already know the answer to. Otherwise, you're just setting your child up to lie. Then you have to deal with the lying on top of the original issue at hand. Your daughter has chocolate on her face, and there's a piece of chocolate cake missing. You know she did it, so just say so. I can see you took a piece of cake without asking. State what you know. When a child lies, parents often ask a series of questions to get the child to fess up. The child is now basically forced to lie again and again to cover up the lie. If you catch your child in a lie, don't ask any more questions. Stop right away. Let them know, "This is what you said. This is what I know. Try again." Give your child the opportunity to tell the truth. To me, there is nothing more important than my family's health and well-being. We all know the quality of the air in our home is important. But did you know indoor air quality can be up to 100 times dirtier than outdoor air? I've got to tell you about Puro Air. In 30 minutes, this device will remove allergens, dust, smoke, dander, and gases from the room. Puro Air uses a stronger filter called a HEPA 14 that filters pollutants at a microscopic level and is backed by scientists from Harvard and MIT. In laboratory studies, users saw noticeably cleaner air in just 30 minutes. When it comes to babies and children, there's nothing worse than dealing with a cranky baby or child who can't sleep because of congestion. Air purifiers can help reduce congestion and improve immune system function to fight those winter colds and flus. I use my Puro Air purifiers to clean the air in my home, especially in our bedrooms while we sleep. It has a quiet, relaxing hum and cleans the air from pet dander, allergens, viruses, dust, mold, odors, and contaminants. It has four levels: low, medium, high, and sleep. And four different timer options, so you can customize it to your home and your needs. Check out Puro Air at getpuroair.com. That's GetPuroAir.com. Puro Air is the only air filter that uses a HEPA 14 filter. That's getpuroair.com. These later years of childhood have been flying by. As a mom, I want to not just be available to my kids during these last years they have at home, but I want to feel good and have the energy I need to keep up with their schedule and my own. So my health is a top priority. Equilibria is a woman-owned wellness brand with unique science-backed products that help bring your mind and body back into harmony. You're not alone on your wellness journey. Every customer gets one-on-one support to help you meet your goals. EQ's Daily Women's Microbiome Defense is a 3-in-1 capsule that supports your digestive health and promotes gut barrier protection. A healthy gut positively impacts immunity, mental health, sleep, digestion, and skin health. It helps regulate digestion, immunity against bad bacteria, and improve nutrient absorption. The gut has been called the second brain because it contains more than 100 million nerve cells. It is a vitally important piece to our overall health, both physical and mental. So to make sure my gut is working at its potential, I started taking EQ's Daily Women's Microbiome Defense to improve my digestion and nutrition absorption, boost my overall immune health, and help with sleep and stress as a bonus. Head to myeq.com and use code PARENTING for 15% off Equilibria's Microbiome Defense and much more. That's myeq.com and use code PARENTING at checkout for 15% off site-wide today. So, for our questions, Monica in British Columbia has a question about her 5-year-old. I've been catching my 5-year-old son in a few lies lately, like saying he didn't eat a chocolate or that he cleaned his room, and then I find everything shoved under his bed. How do I handle this? What or how much does he understand at age 5 about lying? What is an appropriate consequence for lying? Thanks. I'm also going to go ahead and share the next question because the answer to both of these is very, very similar. So Carrie in New Hampshire asks, I have a 7-year-old who seems to be lying a lot lately. So much so that I have a hard time believing almost anything he says anymore. I feel like I have to question everything he tells me. I feel like it's almost become a habit. How can I help him turn this habit around? So I'm going to address this topic and how to handle these as a whole, and then share and address those tidbits that are specific to each question. So first, for any parent, catching our children in a lie can be very upsetting and frustrating. We sometimes feel like it reflects badly on us, that we missed something, or that we thought we were doing a better job at teaching these things. So first, just let me say again, I'm going to reiterate that lying is very normal for all the reasons I mentioned earlier, that kids are going to lie. And so now we need to move into being solution-focused. How can we teach our kids about lying and honesty? As most parents will agree, it's not the event or circumstance that is most upsetting, it's the lie. The lying over the circumstances almost always upsets us way more than the disobedience or lack of care that led up to it. I'm sure now that I've covered some ways to teach honesty and work with lying, you already have some sort of action plan, but I'll reiterate a few of those and then add some more. So first, don't ask questions that you already know the answer to. Just tell your child what you know. I know you threw all of your clean clothes and books under your bed instead of cleaning your room, so let's try again. Remember that kids stretch the truth and test boundaries. His idea of cleaning his room was shoving everything under the bed. So share your idea of what it means to clean the room. Then move into the problem solving. So now you need to put your things away where they go. How are we going to make that happen? This is where you want to coach about lying, why it's bad. In our house, when we've had bouts of lying from one of our kids, we talk a lot about the consequences of lying. Not the ones we lay down like a loss of privileges, but natural consequences. That it breaks down trust. That he loses the opportunity to take on more responsibility. Kids want to grow up and do things for themselves, but that requires trust. When trust is lost, which is what happens with lying, then that opportunity to take on more responsibility for self is going to go with it. Now, a 5-year-old may start to understand some of this, and these are good conversations to have, but keep in mind that at 5, the parent will do most of the talking. But by the time kids are 7, this will become much more of a dialogue, and children will have a better and deeper understanding about what it means to lose trust and why that's important. But it's always good to start these conversations earlier and be in the habit of discussing these important issues. Another great way to teach kids about honesty and lying is by reading kids' books on the subject. There are some great ones out there. I have a printout available on the website with a list of books, but just to name a few of these, Ruthie and the Not-So-Teeny-Tiny Lie and Edward Fudwhopper Fibbed Big. To get the printout with the whole list of books, you can go to the website, yourvillageonline.com/whenkidslie. Now these have dashes in between, when-kids-lie. So again, yourvillageonline.com/when-kids-lie. Another thing we want to do is emphasize that lying is a bigger problem than whatever issue they are trying to avoid consequences for. So we want to commend our kids for telling the truth in these instances. It's big to own up to breaking something or hurting someone if you think you are going to get into big trouble for it. So in moments of teaching, we explain that they will be in far worse trouble for lying than for taking a cookie before dinner or breaking the vase. When your child does confess, even if it's after you've said, "I know you ate the cookie, please try again," you want to commend your child for telling the truth. "Thank you for telling the truth. That was very mature." Then you can add a consequence, but always stay calm, remembering that we want to teach that the truth is what's most important. If your child tells the truth and you scream at them, they won't be very likely to tell the truth the next time. So you can still add a consequence after you commend your child for being honest. "Thank you for telling me the truth about the cookie. That was very mature. But you know we don't eat cookies before dinner, so tonight you won't get to have any after dinner. Or you won't get to have any tonight and tomorrow night too." These would be a perfectly reasonable way to handle the situation. Teach that the truth is important and still not let your child get away with whatever behavior you don't deem appropriate or upstanding. Now, just to add some additional comments about Carrie's question, feeling like lying has become a habit. Lying can become a habit for some kids and is also normal. If they've just gotten used to it either through embellishing stories or telling little fibs, and pretty soon it seems like everything coming out of their mouths at minimum is a stretch to the truth. But all these tools and tips I shared will address this and get him back on the right track, so long as it's consistent and you call him on it every time. Just remembering to say, "Here's what I know, try again." You want to help him feel really comfortable and not ashamed about having to admit that he lied, so you're going to coach him through that. Now, I will have a class coming out on this exact topic, honesty and respect, in the next couple of weeks. So be sure to stay tuned to the site at yourvillageonline.com. It will go under the Discipline tab, under Discipline Issues. You also can join our newsletter on the website to get announcements on this or any of our other upcoming classes. Now, since October is National Bullying Prevention Month, in next week's episode, the topic I will cover is how to help and support children to defuse playground aggression. If you have a parenting question, please be sure to send it to podcast@yourvillageonline.com. And to see what episodes we have coming up, you can go to yourvillageonline.com/podcast. Thanks for listening to this episode, and see you next time.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications through LifeMD? LifeMD is now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
Probably the easiest thing I've ever done. The medication comes in the mail and it's very easy to use. I've been able to live my normal lifestyle and I've lost 20 pounds already and I've never felt better. It changed my life.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.